Goedenavond allemaal.
U bent direct verbonden thuis met het Jacobi Theater in Utrecht voor een live optreden van de Amerikaanse bluegrass groep The Country Gentlemen. Opgericht in 1957 door onder andere Charlie Waller, de enige echte gentleman eigenlijk van dit gezelschap. Hoewel, ze zien er allemaal aardig uit. 1957, 23 jaar met heel veel wisselingen. Toch altijd nog een van de topgroepen geweest van Amerika op het bluegrass gebied. Ladies and gentlemen, from Virginia, USA, the country gentleman.
While he's fixing it, we usually have a little number ready to do in cases like this, and I want to play for you the first song that I learned to play when I was first beginning.
Good time for it.
Nope. This is a story about a burglar man. It's an old song, and we really hadn't planned to do this, but we didn't know we was going to break a string. It's called The Burglar Man. I'll tell you a story about a burglar man who went to rob a house. He crept in through the window as quietly as a mouse, thinking of the money that he would steal as under the bed he lay. Certainly saw a sight that night that made his hair turn gray. She said, thinking everything gonna be all right, she forgot to look under the bed. She took out her teeth, the big glass eye, and the hair came out for her head. This burglar man had 19 fits as he crawled from under the bed. She pulled a pistol from the drawer and to this burglar man said, young man, if you won't marry me, I'll blow off the top of your head. She looked at her teeth, a big glass eye, and he had no place for to scoot. So he turned to the old maid standing by and said, the woman for the Lord's sake, scoot. Now this burglar man is poor, I guess, but I don't know where he's gone. Up above or down below, I'm now through singing this song.
Thank you very much. He's just about got it repaired now. While he's tuning up, let me put a brand new one on. Let me introduce everybody here. On my far right, from Franklinville, North Carolina, playing the mandolin, Rick Allred. Mr. and Mrs. Allred's son. On the five-string banjo, also from North Carolina, from Statesville, North Carolina, Kent Dowell. And, of course, on the bass fiddle for the past 12 or so years now, my partner, Bill Yates, from Big Rock, Virginia.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that. And on the guitar, there's a gentleman that's been a country gentleman since 1957, was voted number one bluegrass singer many, many years in a row. From the state of Louisiana, Charlie Waller. Give Charlie a nice hand.
This is called Bill Bailey, Won't You Please Come On Home.
That I think is one of the better songs on the country gentleman repertoire. This is one that was recorded back in 1971 on the award-winning album. This is called Legend of the Rebel Soldier.
In a dreary Yankee prison, where a rebel soldier lay, by his side there stood a preacher, ere his soul should pass away. And he faintly whispered, "Parson," as he clutched him by the hand, "Oh, parson, tell me quickly, will my soul pass through the Southland?" "Will my soul pass through the Southland, through the old Virginia grand? Will I see the hills of Georgia and the green fields of Alabama? Will I see that little church house where I pledged my heart and hand? Oh, parson, tell me quickly, will my soul pass through the Southland?"
northern state I die, will you see my little daughter? Will you make her understand? Oh, parson, tell me quickly, will my soul pass through the Southland? Then the rebel soldier died.
Thank you very much. We certainly have been enjoying ourselves on our trip abroad, and my voice is not the best. It's been a little weak here in the past week or so, but it's a little better tonight, and I'm awful glad it is, and I hope it holds up. We'd like to do now a quartet number that we have on our latest album. It's on the Sugar Hill label, and it's a quartet that's for four of us. It's called It's Just Like Heaven.
My soul is living in sunlight, and I'm going along rejoicing daily. I'm singing, always singing a song. Oh yes, I'm doing my best to shine the pathway of wrong. It's just like heaven, for Jesus is near.
My sins are gone.
I'm happy. How I'm going
home.
I'm happy in the light of love.
In the light of love.
From heaven above,
the King of Kings,
is by my side. Save the God,
I'll follow him without
a fear.
My way leads
straight
to heaven's gate.
Home.
I know that I shall never
go
astray. The sweetest joy to
know that wherever I may go, it's just like heaven. For Jesus,
I'm drawing nearer and nearer to that coming and golden daily.
Jesus is with me, keeping watch o'er my soul while every step of my journey he will safely control. It's just like heaven, for Jesus is near.
My sins are gone.
I'm happy.
I'm going home.
I'm happy in the light of love.
In the light of love.
From heaven above.
From heaven above.
The King of Kings
is by my side.
He'll save the guide.
I'll follow him
without a fear.
Doubts and fears. My way leads
straight
to heaven's gate.
Heaven's gate.
I know that I shall never
go
astray.
The sweetest joy to
know
that wherever I may go, it's just like heaven. For Jesus,
for Jesus.
Thank you very much. I'll tell you what, we'll try a song here a little more serious. This is one of our routines that we like to do, and we'd like to do it for all y'all here and the people on the radio. I think you'll get a kick out of this one. This is a song called I Ain't Got a Home. And you tell them about this.
Well,
this is about you, not me.
It was originally done by a fellow named Clarence Henry back in the early 50s, and we recorded it for Folkways Records in the later 50s. We just done it for fun, didn't make nothing on it. But it's an imitation of a little boy, a little girl, a duck, and a frog.
A train, and an alligator, and a motorboat. What else do you do?
No. Some of our routines aren't suitable for radio, and this one is an exception, but not so. I'm just kidding. Hope this comes over all right to all you folks out there in the air. It's an imitation of a little boy, a little girl, a duck, and a frog. I said that, didn't I? And when I get to the girl part, Alice and Sally will help me on this one. Thank you, Doc. We have lots of fun. If you don't...
Gordhead.
I Ain't Got a Home. That's the name of it.
like a frog. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got no home. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got no home.
It's a part like a girl. Part like a duck.
Like a duck.
Like a duck.
Like a duck on the run.
If you fellas would please hold the music down. I don't do this part very loud.
You don't do it very good either.
This is the part, as I said, like a duck. Just give me a little backup, fellas. All I want is just a little backup. Hold the music down. I'd appreciate it.
You just want a little backup?
Just a very little backup, yes.
Is that little enough?
That's beautiful, thank you. Here we go, like a duck. I'd rather do it myself, thank you. You did what?
I'm a lonely duck.
Feel like you're going to throw up? What do you want to talk to us like that for? We've been friends now for, what have we been friends for? Worked together almost 12 years, and you know how I love you, you sweet old thing.
I love you too.
Wait a minute.
What?
I think you do a pretty good job on this. Let's all put your hands together one time for him. I think he does a pretty good job. I didn't say anything about clapping. I said put your hands together. Now, Charlie, we wanted to do this song for all the young people, anybody from 3 years old to 90, right? But anyway, could you do a little bit of Porky Pig? He's my favorite, Porky Pig.
I'm sorry, Ken, I don't do Porky Pig, but if you'll act like a tree, I'll imitate a dog. Real low this time, like a frog. We still on, huh? Like a frog.
Got a brother. Got a father. Got a mother. Got no one. I'm a lonely frog. Got no
one. Oh, I've got a voice, and I love to sing. I can sing like a girl, and I can sing like a frog. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got no home.
Bless your heart. Thank you very much. We don't have much fun, but we sure do make a lot of money. I
say that?
Hey, what? We recorded a song like 10 years ago or thereabouts, and maybe 12. And it's been a very good song to us through the years, and we'd like to do it for you now. It's called The Fox on the Run.
Ja, beste mensen, we zijn zo bijna een half uur onderweg. Even een paar vragen stellen aan de mensen van de Country Gentlemen. En we beginnen met Charlie Waller. Ik zei het aan het begin al, hij maakt 23 jaar niet de dienst uit in die groep, maar wel deel daarvan maakt hij daarvan uit. Hij richtte ze mede op. Charlie, you're in the group now 23 years in Top Bluegrass. But I read you had a lot of musicians in the group. Is that hard to work with new musicians and keep up the spirit in the group and the good level of the group? Is that difficult?
24, but who's counting?
I was.
Well, no, it's of course changes things, but it makes it very easy when a lot easier when the people that come with you have had your records and they know what you do and are able to just more or less fit in without having to just start from scratch. So it's been difficult, but it's also been hard. It's eased it a lot when we have people like these talented boys we've got with us now that they certainly do more than pull their own weight.
Yeah. Just a little translation. Ik vroeg dus of het moeilijk was om steeds met wisselende mensen te werken in een groep, want in die 23 jaar zijn er wel wat andere mensen bijgekomen. Maar dat was niet het geval, want die andere muzikanten kennen de platen. En deze die er nu bij zijn, zijn erg jong en die brengen zelf natuurlijk ook een nieuwe vlam in de groep. I talked to Bill later on about bass players. I asked him, are there difficulties in bass players? Because I read that most changes were in bass players. What's your opinion about that?
We've had changes in quite a few banjo players too. There isn't any set pattern that it runs. We just have had quite a few bass players, and of course, less mandolin players because maybe it's because the mandolin player sings the tenor usually. In this case, our banjo player sings tenor. But we have had, in the very beginning, I don't know, there's 6 or 7 bass players. But Bill has been there over half the time now. He's been 12 years or so.
You second in command, or
yeah,
you're all right in the same command?
Right. Yeah.
I go over to Ken Dowell now, plays the banjo. For about how long?
About 1 year and 8 months, something like that.
And you're satisfied with it? You're satisfied?
Oh, yes. It's been a not a big change, joining a group like Country Gentlemen. But me and Rick had played together before a few years with our own group, Bluegrass Blend, and then we both went with Country Gentlemen about the same time.
I told the people you're young people. You're just about the same age as I am. I'm 29. is it close? Yeah. Is it hard for you to work with experienced people? Do you have to do what they're telling you to do, or can you have a lot of your own influences in the music?
Well, let's put it like this: they're the boss, but we get to voice our opinions to them, and they usually listen to what we got to say. Like when we make a judgment, it's usually a group thing, but me and Rick's been playing music for like 10 years, so that part of it wasn't any problem, really. I didn't think the music, it's just when you join music full-time as a, it becomes a business in a way, so there's a lot of things you have to look at like that, and I've learned a lot about it that way since joining.
Okay, thank you very much. We gaan weer gauw over naar muziek, genoeg gepraat. De Country Gentlemen zijn zondag weer weg. Morgenavond nog te zien in Turnhout en te horen ook in de Warande, vertellen mijn men. Ik zou zeggen, tot 9 uur het podium vrij voor de Country Gentlemen.
Yes, thank you very much. We had some requests and some fellows here from Belgium and also from over in England. Are here with us tonight, and I really forget which one asked for this, but it's a song from our latest album on the Sugar Hill label, and it's called Come Sit by the River with Me.
I can see that you're ready to go home. There's some TV show that you're missing. But you know how an old man loves to talk, and he needs someone who will listen. Come and sit by the river with me. I heard you a story that's true. Up when I was a boy playing here on the shore, and the grass was so green and the water so blue. Well, our house stood right over there. Of course they took it down by the highway. I can still see Mama's tears. We've been there for 20 years, and you know we would still if I had my way. In those days you could often find me here with the rest of the neighborhood children. There was so much we could do. There was fishing, swimming too. There was always some raft that we were building. Come and sit by the river with me for a while, and I'll tell you a story that's true. Of when I was a boy playing here on the shore, and the grass was so green and the water so blue. This river flows, flowing down from the hills to the ocean. I have seen the waters high, almost fearsome rushing by. I have seen it almost dry and without motion. Now at last you can see what it has come to. Oh, we prospered but poisoned the waters. Now the tunes have all been played, and the piper must be paid, not by us, but our sons and daughters.
Come and sit by the river with me for a while, and I'll tell you a story that's true. The water's so blue. Come and sit by the river with me for a while, and I'll tell you a story that's true. Of when I was a boy playing here on the shore, and the grass was so green and the water so blue.
We're very proud of Rick and Ken. I think they're some of the finest young pickers in the business today. And give them a chance to shine just a little bit here. This is called the Train 45 heading south. Here's a...
Now, let's play a fast one now.
Okay. This, by no means, is this a slow one, that's for sure. This is kind of a gospel number that we had on an earlier gospel album several years ago called He Will Set Your Fields on Fire.
Set a call that rings from the ones who sing to those now gone astray. Saying, come ye men with your load of sin down at the altar lay. You don't seem to heed if the chain of greed your conscience never tires. Reassure my friend, if you still offend, he will set this world on fire. He will set your fields on fire if you don't from sin retire. You have heard Jesus call and bet your soul must fall. So my friends, if you desire, you may join the heavenly choir and rejoice with him free from every sin when he sets this world on fire. Take a friend's
God's advice, make the sacrifice, completely turn from sin. Picking up thy cross, counting earth as dross, let Jesus live within. When temptations come, keep on facing home, through Satan never higher. But rejoice and pray on the bright great day when he set this world on fire. He will set your fields on fire if you don't from sin resign. So my friends, if you desire, you may join the heavenly choir and rejoice with him, free from every sin when he set this world on fire. He will set your fields on fire if you don't from sin resire. You have heard Jesus call, and in death your soul must sow. You may join the heavenly choir and rejoice with him, free from every sin when he sets this world on
fire. Slow things down again a little bit and do a song that was voted in the United States 1976 a Bluegrass Song of the Year. It's written by a man named Dave Whitley, and I think Gene Autry, my boy, originally done this song.
Back in the saddle again.
That ain't it. This is called Ages and Ages Ago.
Thank you very much. Voice getting a little weak here. Some years ago, we recorded this song, and I have to think just a second where we did it at. I believe it was in, one more up. Yes, sir.
See it in dog.
Uh-huh. This song everybody gets a little verse of, and so. It's called Aunt Dinah's Quilting Party.
the Pelham show. It was from his diner's quilting boy. I was seeing Nellie home. I was seeing Nellie home. I was seeing Nellie home. On my arm, a soft hand rested, rested light as ocean foam, and was from Aunt Dinah's quilting party. I was seeing Nellie home. I was seeing Nellie home. I was seeing Nellie home.
It was from Aunt Dinah's wedding party. I was seeing Nellie home.
Home. I was seeing Nellie home. I was seeing Nellie home.